Recipes. This month's recipes come from members of the NFB of Oklahoma. Banana Nut Bread by Sandra Spencer. Sandra Spencer lives in Tulsa. She will soon begin court reporting classes. She thinks anyone would love this recipe, and it's very easy to make. Ingredients. 1 large yellow cake mix. 1 small package instant banana cream pudding mix. 1 quarter cup vegetable oil. 4 eggs. 1 cup water. 3 bananas, mashed. 3 quarter to 1 cup chopped nuts. Method. In a large mixing bowl, mix the first 5 ingredients. Beat on medium speed for 2 minutes, then stir in the bananas and nuts. Grease a 13x9x2-inch pan. Preheat oven to 350 degrees and bake from 50 to 55 minutes or until a toothpick comes out clean. Cool. Cranberry Pot Roast by Jan Levine. Jan and her husband, Barry, attended their first NFB convention last July in Dallas. She submitted this recipe to a community cookbook, which became the 2000 McElhenney Company Tabasco Community Cookbook National Award winner. In 2004, Better Homes and Gardens magazine Holiday Cooking Issue published her recipe from the community cookbook. Ingredients. 1 3-pound beef brisket, 2 stalks celery diced, 1 medium onion diced, 1 medium green pepper diced, 1 half cup water, 1 16-ounce can whole berry cranberry sauce, 1 16-ounce can marinara sauce or tomato sauce, 1 clove garlic minced. Method. In a 3-quart Dutch oven or saucepan, brown the meat for 5 minutes on each side. Browning the meat longer adds extra flavor. Remove roast from saucepan, replacing it with the diced celery, onion, green pepper, and water. Simmer the vegetables over low heat until they are soft. Add the cranberry and marinara sauces to the vegetables and heat until the mixture is bubbly. Add the garlic. Return the meat to the pot and simmer it over a low flame for 1.5 to 2 hours. Remove the meat, allow it to cool, and slice it. Return the slices to the pot to warm through. Serve with the sauce. I usually use the microwave and crock pot. This house has an electric smooth-top counter, Gen Air, and no gas. Normally, I brown the meat in an iron pan on the smooth top. I put the vegetables in a glass measuring cup, cover it with plastic wrap, and microwave it for about 4 to 6 minutes. I then add the sauces to the glass measuring cup and again microwave the sauce for about 4 minutes until it is bubbly. I add the garlic to the sauce. Then I place the meat in a crock pot and pour the sauce over it. It cooks in the crock pot all day. I remove and slice the meat and return it to the crock pot just before serving time. When my husband had dental surgery, I made this recipe. Put the pieces of meat through the old-fashioned hand-cranked meat grinder, served the meat over mashed potatoes, and added the sauce. It was just like eating a real meal without any chewing. Bruschetta by Jan Levine. Ingredients. 3 large plum tomatoes, finely diced. 2 cloves garlic, finely chopped. 1 small red onion, finely chopped. 2 tablespoons fresh basil, finely chopped. 1 tablespoon balsamic vinegar. 1 quarter teaspoon salt. 1 quarter teaspoon black pepper. Sliced toasted bread. Diagonally sliced Italian bread is best. Method. Mix all ingredients, except the toast, in bowl. Let stand at room temperature until ready to use so that flavors blend. Spoon onto toasted bread and serve. Refrigerate leftovers. Gazpacho by Jan Levine. Ingredients. 2 or 3 cloves garlic. 1 medium onion, quartered. 1 cucumber, peeled and cut into 4 pieces. 3 cups or more ripe tomatoes, peeled and seeded. 1 green pepper, seeded and cut into 4 pieces. Salt to taste. Dash of cayenne pepper or Tabasco sauce. 2 or 3 tablespoons wine vinegar. 2 or 3 tablespoons olive oil. Enough tomato juice to thin mixture to desired consistency. Method. Place garlic, onion, cucumber, and green pepper in food processor and puree. Remove to glass bowl. Place tomatoes in food processor and puree. Add to other ingredients in glass bowl. Add remaining ingredients and blend mixture completely. Chill thoroughly before using. Summer Spaghetti Sauce by Jan Levine. Make this recipe only during summer, using fresh ripe tomatoes and fresh basil. Never attempt this recipe without the ripest of summer tomatoes and herbs. Ingredients. 4 tablespoons olive oil. 2 tablespoons fresh garlic, minced. 3 pounds very ripe tomatoes, chopped into quarter-inch dices. Be sure to save the liquid from dicing because it is used in the recipe. 3 tablespoons red wine vinegar. 1/2 cup coarsely chopped fresh basil. Salt to taste. Freshly ground pepper to taste. Method. Heat 1 tablespoon olive oil in small skillet over medium-low heat. Add garlic and cook, stirring for 3 minutes. Do not let the garlic brown. Place sautéed garlic in large glass bowl. Add tomatoes, reserved liquid, remaining oil, basil, and vinegar. Then add the seasonings to taste. Let sauce stand at room temperature for 6 hours. Cook desired pasta according to package directions and spoon sauce over it. Refrigerate leftovers.